Sleep Demon by Miss Moochie and read by Coprime. Rating, teen it up. Archive warning, no archive warnings apply. Fandom, Daredevil TV. Relationship, Matt Murdock / Foggy Nelson. Characters, Foggy Nelson, Marcy Stahl, and Matt Murdock. Additional tags, Point of View Foggy Nelson, Monsters, Alternate Universe Creatures and Monsters, Demon Matt Murdock, Alternate Universe Demons, and Jen or Pre-Slash. Summary. Foggy has trouble sleeping. He wakes with a heavy feeling in his chest. Could it be congested sinuses, sleep apnea, or something more difficult to diagnose? So how did it go at the doctor's? Were Marcy's first words as Foggy approached the table? He threw his jacket on the spare seat and sat down. The waitress set down two menus and breezed off. He said, "I don't have it." Why does he think that? He asked a bunch of questions about my sleeping habits. Do I fall asleep at work? Do I fall asleep on public transport, at the movies? No, I don't. Because even when I'm tired, I know better than to fall asleep in public. And you chug coffee down like oxygen, Marcy pointed out. Yeah, I do. But I must have sleep apnea. I'm tired. The other night I woke up in the middle of the night with a heavy feeling on my chest, like something had been pressing into me. What about that time you stayed over at mine? I made you take the couch, Marcy smirked. You're a horrible harpy, Foggy said solemnly. He grinned. I wouldn't expect any better from you. But you heard me snoring from the next room, right? You've always been a snorer, sweetie. You're lucky you're so pretty. I wouldn't have put up with it for as long as I did. But yes, you did sound congested. I could hear you wheezing for most of the night. You could have at least come in and checked on me. You were wheezing. If you'd stopped making noise, I would have been concerned. Foggy had an amicable lunch with Marcy and then headed home. The topic had migrated to sunnier pastures. They'd reminisced about college and the people they used to know. But Marcy had given him one piece of advice that he thought was useful. If your doctor doesn't believe your symptoms, why don't you record yourself sleeping and show them? It was a good idea. He had a camera in a box in his apartment. He could use that. That night, he set the camera up on his nightstand, angled to show a clear view of his pillow. He didn't really care what he looked like as he slumbered. He was more interested in the sounds. Any gasping, snorting, or wheezing could point to him having the condition he thought he had. The next morning, Foggy woke up to a shrill alarm, rumpled covers, and the blinding morning light. He stretched, waving his sore arms over his head. His chest ached again, as if he was getting over a bad bout of the flu. Something small and silver glinted in his peripheral vision, and he turned to see the camera. Oh, right. He'd forgotten about that. He should probably turn it off. He stopped recording and staggered to the bathroom to brush his teeth. A hasty breakfast was followed by an even more frantic commute. He made it to work on time. His day was busy and filled with irritating people who piled paper on his desk. And then, finally, it was home time. Snuggled up in bed with the donut, he surveyed the footage. "Man, I roll about a lot," he muttered. Video Foggy rolled over like a whale in the tide and thrashed his arms. His sheets billowed around him like the train of a skirt, Foggy couldn't recall what he'd dreamt last night, but could have been skiing or fencing, judging by the flailing arms. Wait, what's that? It was only for a second. Just a shadow, a flicker of movement. Something dark. Something big. But gone. He ran through the recording on fast forward, anxiously chewing his donut, keeping his eyes trained on the bed. Shadows flickered, too quickly for his eye to catch them. His laptop was on his desk. He hated sitting at his desk with his back to the bed. Even with his bedroom lamp blazing, it still felt too dim in here, and quiet. He would have appreciated some noise, even his neighbor stamping around and singing along with her radio. But now, it was still as the grave. He felt like he was deep under the sea. He opened the video into a video editing program, intent on examining it frame by frame. He was lying square in the middle of his bed, like a felled tree, with the covers nearly covering him. And then he rolled over, the covers falling like crumpled napkins. More time passed, flicking through the frames. Then, what the hell is that? Whatever it was humanoid. It had two arms and two legs and a head. It looked to be the size of a human man, and it was even wearing clothes, black pants that ended at the calves. But it was unlike anything he'd seen before. His brain struggled to comprehend what he was looking at. The creature had red skin and dark hair. Two nubs on the crown of its head could be horns or growths of flesh. It stood unmoving for several frames. Foggy watched himself slumber, oblivious to the creature watching him. But then it moved. Frames passed by without a sighting of it. It was as if by moving it was blipping out of reality. But with every frame that contained it, it was getting closer. Flip. The creature is by the bedside, one long leg brushing the nightstand. Flip. The beast has one leg bent, with a strange hoof-like foot touching the blanket. Flip. It's climbed onto the bed. Foggy's heart beat so fast it hurt, and he clapped a hand to his chest, trying to will the muscle to calm down. Flip. The creature crouched down so its head was in the proximity of Foggy's chest. A few more blips, and a few more poses of the creature getting the right angle. Finally, when its head was resting on his sleeping chest, it stayed there. Foggy flipped through the frames in a frenzy, watching the creature stay, unmoving, with its horrible, bony, jagged skull nestling on his chest. Finally, around the hour mark, the creature stood up. It did something strange. A terrible thought gripped his brain when he saw it pick up his rumpled blankets. It had wanted to suffocate him, or roll him up in a blanket and carry him away. But it did none of those things. As Foggy watched, cycling through frames so quickly that it was almost like watching it in motion, the monster picked up the blankets and tucked Foggy in. Yes, that's what it was doing. It fussed, tucking blankets around Foggy's body, and then stood, like a loving mother, as he slumbered on. Then it turned and lolloped away, out of frame, its arms hanging limply by its sides. A few frames later, Foggy rolled over again and set the freshly made bed into disarray. Foggy sat there, glued to his seat, frozen in horror. He didn't believe he was being pranked, and he didn't believe he'd lost his mind. There were so many phenomena that man had no knowledge of. This must be one of them. Well, it certainly explained why his chest had been hurting. As he sat there on his swivel chair and glanced over at the bed, it looked like a yawning mouth waiting for him. He'd have to sleep at some point, and when he did, that monster would be there. The end. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this work, please consider leaving a comment on the original work for the author.